Hey, what is up, everybody, and welcome to the Get Your Bell Rung Football Podcast. He is Kevin Reynolds. I am Bobby Wall, and we are here to talk all things football and hit you with some takes that might rattle you up a bit. On today's show, we are going to continue breaking down some of the draft prospects. We have the wide receivers and defensive tackles coming up, and then a bunch of different news and notes. So stuff going on in the leagues, a big trade to go over. But first, Kevin, how you doing?
Oh, doing well, having some beer here in the afternoon. Gonna have some pizza in a little while. Had some really
It is.
cold, windy tennis earlier. Feeling good.
Yes, it is 2:30 in the afternoon. I am sipping on a coffee and some water, and I did notice that you have a dad soda.
I do have a beer. It was really cool at the beginning because I could see myself through the beer. It was really, is that why you were giggling?
No, I was giggling because it's 2:30 and you already have a beer.
I've already had two Gatorades and a water and a coffee today, friend. I was up at 7:30, had to go teach some freezing cold dentist clinics. Here we are. I'm enjoying my beer.
Please do. All right. So I just finished up my spring break as I am a teacher, so I am awarded that luxury every year. Got me to thinking, what are some of your favorite trips you've gone on during spring break? Because you too have enjoyed some spring breaks throughout your life. So
Well,
where are some of your favorite destinations?
I don't know. I haven't really gone on too many. I don't usually go. There's other, so many other things to do during spring break. I've never really thought of it as vacation. I guess in college, one was a really cool, fun up in Hancock. Me and Whitey and some of the fellas went on a camping trip. That was pretty cool. We got caught in a blizzard because this was
Okay.
before the days of phones, and we had no idea that this was even coming. We're out in the middle of like a hike 3 miles away from the place, and we end up getting picked up by some fellas in a van on the interstate. We found our way to the interstate. It
That
was
sounds like
pretty
a good
crazy.
time.
At no point were we anywhere close to dying. I'm not exaggerating like that, but it was definitely a memorable experience. But I've never really gone anywhere, so I don't have any good stories for you there, buddy. I'm usually a man full of good stories, but not on this
Yeah, that's all right.
particular question.
I've had a few. I went to the Caribbean one spring break. It was either the Bahamas or Jamaica. I can't remember. I think it was the Bahamas. So obviously that was a good one. My senior year of college, a group of us went to Key West. That was a fantastic time. Those stories get told every time we get together. But honestly, man, at our age, my favorite spring break trip is the staycation, if you can even call it a trip. This past spring break, I went nowhere, but I got so much done around the house, yard stuff, house stuff. So at our advanced age, it's not as exciting anymore, but gosh, it feels good to get
That's
that
nice to go
checklist
to
taken
jail,
care of.
spend time with the kids, throw back a couple mules. It's good stuff.
What do you think about this new kickoff rule?
I like anything that is going to make it so that kickoffs aren't just a stupid waste of my day.
Yes.
The whole thing,
Agreed.
like 79% of them are never even returned. Like, why even bother? It's just stupid. The thing I
So,
don't like about this is that I think it leads to, with NFL level players, it will lead to too many breakaway easy touchdowns. You get through that first little level, there is no other
that's it.
level. It's you and the kicker.
And
And
I
so
think.
it'll lead to more. I like the fact that the ball has to land in that zone. And if it doesn't, the offense gets it on the 35 now to start. So I like that aspect. It's going to force returns.
Yes. And did you notice right after that rule passed, like Cordarrelle Patterson got signed somewhere, and there was another guy that like excels in kick returns. I can't remember off the top of my head, but these kick returners started getting signed, which is good. And I agree with you. Get a little stat for you. Last year, 20% of kickoffs were returned. In 2010, 80% kickoffs were returned.
Yeah, it's silly.
And there were some other rules, moving the ball up and all that stuff had happened since 2010. But this will definitely turn back the clock in terms of how many kickoffs are returned. And I'm excited for it. Like you said,
I think
it's
there's going to be a lot because teams are
yeah.
going to take that chance of not getting the ball out on the, giving the ball to the other team on the 35 to start all the time. That's significant.
You imagine Devin Hester with this lineup here?
So Sam, to be honest, a few of these guys that we're going to talk about today might immediately be thrust into that role of returning kickoffs just because of their ridiculous speed.
And I'll be interested to see how that affects the draft, because a lot of these guys in the draft is like, well, they're mediocre at their position, but they're really good at returns, right?
Absolutely.
So.
And here's the kickoff's always been an important part of the game, a lot so, like you said, 2010 and before than it is now. It's become stupid. Sort of like the extra point had become just a meaningless play until they moved it back. But this actually is going to become an extremely pivotal part of the
Oh,
game
yeah.
now because, said, if you kick it in the end zone now, it used to be the 20, then it's the 25, now it's the 35. So you want those guys now that are going to be able to just kick that ball straight up like a punt, come right down in and hope that your guys who've all been just standing still, because they can't move until the ball hits the ground or is touched. It's going to force some very exciting plays. My only hope is that it doesn't backfire and like we end up with 70 kickoff returns. I'm big on them swaying a game, but I don't want it to be too much that the kickoff, like you're excited to return kickoffs because you know you've got a good chance of scoring. My question is how, I have not really read up on how does onside kicks work now? Are
Well,
they
you're not allowed to surprise onside anymore.
right?
So I think you have to tell them, hey, we're doing an onside kick, and
So
then you
they can
do the
line up
as
differently.
normal. Correct.
Okay. So that aspect, that's a little tricky. I'm still for that whole thing. Your
And I
kickoff
think
thing, you've got a 4th and 20. Here's your chance. That's as good a chance as getting an onside kick anyway.
the squib kick, like, I think that's going to be out now too, because if
Because the other
how I
team will be able to
interpreted.
move quicker.
Well, no, I think I interpreted the rule. As long as I interpreted it correctly, the ball has to land. If the ball lands before the 20, it goes to the 40 for the other
Oh,
team.
okay. That's
So
interesting.
squib kick, right? If you squib it, I think it still has to land in between the end zone and the
You may be
20.
right. I think I vaguely remember reading something like that. So that would, yeah, and I don't know why you'd want a squib kick now. Actually, I do know why you'd want it because that way your guys can get going quicker and get downfield. Yeah. So that makes perfect sense. I don't know. It's one of those 1 year rules. It'll either be, I think it's either go completely bomb or it's going to be a wonderful. A thing that everybody loves and easily gets voted as a permanent rule next year. But I'm
Yeah, I'm
glad they're
excited.
doing something other than this just nothing, wasting spot three, not even, it doesn't even waste time because if the receiving team didn't even touch it, the clock never even starts. So it's just dumb.
All right, we talked about this briefly, like for 2 seconds before we got on the show here. But word on the street, Michael Penix Jr. It's a first round pick now, not 100%, but we're pushing into the probably 75%. Area here. Had a great, I told you I thought he had the best arm and threw the best at the combine this year. And then he went out and crushed his pro day, ran a 4.5 40 with a 36-inch vertical.
He looks good.
Yes, he really does. So obviously a lot of teams need a quarterback. Let's take Minnesota. They traded up into the first round, pick 23. So they're 11 and 23, and everyone, including us, we talked about it on the show. They're doing that to package some picks, move up to the t in the top three or four, and get one of these, get Jaden Daniels or Drake May. What if they don't? What if they sit and wait and pick 11 rolls around? Penix might be there, and obviously with his stock rising, I don't know what's going on with JJ McCarthy. I can't decide if he's going to go in the top four or if he's going to drop some.
I've seen him
Bo Nix
anywhere
might be
from
there at
two
11.
to the early second round.
Right. But let's say at 11, let's say JJ Penix and Bo Nix are still on the board at 11. That's a possibility. They could just wait till 23, right? So
One
I
of
don't
those
know,
two will
man.
definitely be there at 23.
Oh yeah, you think so? One of those guys will
One
definitely
of
be there.
those two quarterbacks is definitely going to still be there at 23.
Right. So maybe, I don't know. I mean, if they sit at 11, they could use some help they could have maybe the best defensive player in the draft. There might not be a defensive player go in the first 10 picks.
You're
They
right.
could have their pick of the litter, right? So, man, this is why I love the draft, because there's absolutely no way to know, and I love it.
It seems that very few pundits, though, really expect them to stick with 11 and 23.
Right.
Very few that I've seen that I actually think that's going to stand. Not necessarily that they'll package them both, but do something, package one of those picks with something to move up.
And how many of those same people came out and was like, you know what? Justin Fields is going to get traded for a 6-round pick.
That's
Not
true.
one.
No, I agree. Many of
Not
the
one.
experts are not experts. They just want clicks. I don't know what I do. I mean, I like your thought. Get the best thing you can get for defense, because that division just seems to get better by the week. Get the best thing you can get on defense, and then take one of those quarterbacks at 23.
I mean, what if you could? I guarantee you. I don't want to guarantee because you never know. But Quinyon Mitchell or Terrion Arnold or whoever you have as a number one corner is probably going to be there. Maybe one edge guy goes before that. Otherwise, I mean, you
Maybe.
could have your pick of the edge class. Whatever you want, man. It's going to be there at 11.
Well, so maybe that's their plan. Maybe they'll do that. I like what they've done. My thought would be, don't screw it up. Putting all those picks together to move clear up to four, and then taking the one of these quarterbacks that turns out to be a total bomb. If you at least stick with 11 and 23, you can pretty much count that one of those guys is going to work out. Other one might not. But if you just package them for four doesn't work out, nothing.
Killed you.
You just, yeah,
Killed you.
it sets you back 2, 3 years. And the thing is, Minnesota, a lot of people, they've lost a lot, but they gained too. And I think that they could, if you get the right quarterback that can start immediately and be competent with those receivers, that tight end, why
And
can't
Aaron
they be
Jones.
competitive?
And Aaron Jones. Don't forget,
Yeah,
they brought
and you
him.
got Aaron Jones rolling in. So yeah, they're one player, one good quarterback away from it. Now, why
Yeah,
not
I
take them
agree.
both? Wasn't there a team in the last,
The
what team
Redskins.
was it that took, who was it?
Redskins. They took RG3, like second
Yes.
overall,
And
and then
then
they took
Cousins.
Cousins in the third round.
Worked out great. RG3 was good for about 11 games till Shanahan again took over and buried him with a destroyed knee. But you didn't matter, because Cousins came in and played better than him anyway.
I dominated. That's
Yeah,
great.
so why not take them both there? Not
Yeah,
only do
love
you
it.
have two to pick from, nobody else has them.
I'm going to take Bo Nix at 11, and I'm going to take Michael Penix Jr. 23.
I mean, it's just like a fantasy draft. Sometimes you'll take a guy in a certain round, not because you necessarily want him, you just don't want anybody else to have him.
Oh, speaking of not wanting to be, well, Stephon Diggs, he gets traded, right? I don't think he wanted to be on the Buffalo Bills anymore.
This is what I'm going to say about him real quick, just before you go on. One word to best describe him: overrated.
Okay, all right.
He's
So
past
not
his
only
prime.
so Houston sends a second round pick to Buffalo. They give up Stephon Diggs, a 6-round pick this year and a 5th round pick next year. Then the Houston second round pick could be pretty late in the second round, right? Because I got a feeling Houston's gonna, make
You
the
can make the
playoffs
argument they're
and
the most improved team in the
make a
league
push. The
this
next
offseason.
thing I have on the show notes, I wrote a question to you. Has there been a team in recent memory that has completely remade their team faster than the Texans have?
And for no reason. If you're talking, yeah. The thing
In a
is,
good way.
that works not just for what you're probably saying is over the last 2 years, right? But it even works for just this offseason. Like,
Correct.
you
Yes.
rarely do you see a team who's succeeded so much and improved so much still then just add the next year as though it was the previous year. So you could say that for the combined or just this, you could say for the last 2 weeks, all of a sudden, everybody like wants to go. It's like the it place to be now. And I
I
would
love
say
it.
no, that it's crazy. It's like one of these, it's like dream team now or something. Hasn't
So
worked out real well in the NBA, but hopefully it will here in the NFL.
right now, Buffalo, their number one receiver is Khalil Shakir. Him and Diggs's numbers, like their height, weight, athletic numbers from the combine, are strikingly similar. Shakir's snap share last year in the first 7 games, he averaged 26% of the snaps. His final 10 games, he averaged just shy of 70% of the snaps. So they were already making him a much bigger part of the offense. He did play outside. He's mostly slot last year, but he played outside in college. So he's got that experience. But then you got what? Mac Hollins is the new Gabe
Yeah.
Davis. Curtis Samuel's the slot receiver.
Let's not pretend there's anybody in that receiver room that anybody wants to be a number one.
Yeah.
I'd
Their
like to
top two
see them
picks.
sell the barn to get Higgins or sell the farm to trade for JJ.
Okay.
Why not? It worked last time. You
I
brought
like
in
that.
Diggs.
Sell the
Diggs,
barn
they
and
didn't still
sell the
didn't
farm.
win anything, but that worked out. People at the time, were iffy on it because of the way he had been acting in Minnesota. That worked out great until he acted the same way there as El Devo.
And I actually put that out on our Facebook page. What if Buffalo just takes that second round pick and calls up Cincinnati and says, "Hey, I'll give you the second round pick for T. Higgins." And then like 2 days later, I hear on the on SiriusXM radio some guy's like, "Oh man, I wouldn't take anything less than 2 first round picks for T. Higgins." Dude, that ain't happening. You see how
Two
these
first
players are
rounders
being
for T.
valued?
Higgins.
Right.
Maybe
He's
Ja'Marr
the
Chase,
Bengals.
but not T. Higgins.
Exactly. So that was a bit silly. But dude, listen, as far as Houston goes, they removed during the trade, they removed the last 2 years of Diggs' deal. So he was supposed to be there for 3 years. They said, "Nope,
It's
we're
funny. I
gonna
was going to
remove."
ask you about that.
Yes,
I've
I
researched, and
love it.
nobody's really giving a reason how that is allowed. You just
I think they just
cancel
gave him a
somebody.
new contract. They just said, "Look, we're gonna rip up that. We're gonna sign you to a new contract."
Yeah, but the union doesn't usually even allow such things
They
because,
do. I mean, they do restructures all the time.
yeah, but restructures don't usually just cancel years of people's contracts. There's something weird about it. And what's his name? Florio was writing the other day how he's going to really research this and figure out how this is because it's honestly sort of
I've never heard of
never
it,
really
but at least
happened.
I don't remember ever hearing about it.
The player would have to agree to it. You can't just.
Oh yeah.
They were tearing up the last 2 years of contract. Well, that doesn't work because everybody would just do that. That's just called dumping them.
Yeah, oh, obviously he agreed to it, but and
Essentially,
it makes
yeah.
sense
So
for him.
essentially, they've cut him for the next season before this season's even
Yeah,
happened. We're going to
that's
keep you
right.
this year. We're cutting you then. So
That's
you're
right.
going to get your papers after the Super Bowl next year.
I think it is absolutely brilliant for the Texans because if Stephon Diggs is great, they get the first chance to sign him because they don't have to wait for free agency. They can get him a deal, lock him down if they want to. If he doesn't, well, maybe they can pay him less than, what he was going to make on those final 3 years, right? If they want to keep him. If they don't want to keep him and he leaves, they're going to get a compensatory pick, right? And it could be a third round compensatory pick. So you're telling me you gave up a second round pick and you got Diggs for a year and a third round pick? I mean, that's chess, buddy,
The
when
whole
everybody
thing was
else is
weird.
playing
I don't really
checkers.
understand Buffalo's logic behind it.
Dude,
It seemed like
it's
you could,
basically a pick
again, get a
swap.
lot more than what they did.
I love it.
I love it for the
Absolutely love
Texans,
it.
but Buffalo,
Oh, yeah.
I don't even think that's an argument right now. They have the worst receiver room in the league.
Yeah.
There's no way there's another team that over as a collective package is worse. And they don't exactly have a high draft pick. So
28 and 60 are their first two.
yeah,
Now they have 11.
so
They have something like 11 picks in the draft. They have a ton, but they're all late.
right. So that said, this is a ridiculously deep receiver class, but still, you've got nothing there right now. Nothing. Even with Diggs, you still weren't in the top half of the league of receiver room, but at least
And
you had him.
when they in that dig when they traded for Diggs, Buffalo, they gave Minnesota their first round pick. That was the JJ pick, Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, Minnesota. I think all in all, they feel they did all right with
I
that whole
think so.
deal.
All right. One last thing before we get to looking at these receivers. Anyone that does like a quote analyst job for this, a lose-lose situation. And what I mean by that is all of us, you and I'm sure, a little bit included. And I don't think we're as bad as most people. But you get caught up in the crowd speak. Like right now, Marvin Harrison, Malik Nabers and Rome Odunze, they have to be your top three wide receivers. They have to be. Everyone says it's a fact. It has to be that way. But if you go out on a limb and you want to put somebody else in that top three, well, then everyone's like, "Nah, you just want clicks. You don't actually believe that, blah, blah, blah." So it's kind of like lose-lose. You either have to do what everyone's saying at times, or people think you're just, blowing smoke. However, there's always somebody. I went back a couple drafts. There's always somebody. Last year, nobody had Puka Nacua as a top three wide receiver in the class, right? They just told you you're the biggest moron ever and you should never watch film again. Well, you'd have been right, at least now, obviously only 1 year. Brock Purdy in 2022, dude, might be the best quarterback in that class. How about Amon Ross St. Brown?
Was it?
He
That's
was a
my boy.
17th
That's my
wide
boy.
receiver. Right. If you watched his film when he was in college at USC, you could have fallen in love with him, and you could have been like, "Man, this is crazy." But I really think he's the third best receiver in this class. Dude, he would have said you were nuts and insane. You ended up being closer to right than they were. What I'm saying is, if you're watching the film like you do and like I do, if you like a guy, man, do what you want with him. Put him wherever you want. People call you crazy, and maybe you are, but look, you might get right and just hit a home run.
Oh, and you also we strike out too. All these ones
Oh,
they say
yeah.
of those three guys, you know one of them's gonna bomb. Maybe not completely bomb, but not
Yes.
ever live up to what he thought. Look at Quentin Johnson last year. Sir drops a lot. Freaking Mr. Butterfingers himself. You know, everybody had him in their top three or four, and he's just turned out to be trash. Maybe that'll turn around this year. I mean, you gotta give him more than 1 year, but you never know with any of these guys.
Yeah. And there's been guys that you and I both have absolutely loved to just
Traylon
didn't have.
Burks. Ugh.
Oh, Trey, is that the number one? Is that the
For
number
us,
one
because
guy?
he's
We've been
just
doing this
been,
for 4 or 5 years.
it's not even like he's just been a little bad. He's barely been on the field, and when he does nothing. And
Terrible.
now he's third fiddle. I mean, you could potentially say they have the best receiver room in the league right now. Potentially. I'm not saying they do.
I got you.
You know, you got
Hopkins
D
and
Hop, you
Ridley
got
and
Ridley
Burks.
and Traylon Burks, if he can actually stay healthy. That's not a shabby group there.
Man, I loved him. And actually, him,
Me
he's
too.
a big reason why I think subconsciously there's a receiver we're going to talk about today that he's not higher on my board.
Yeah.
Traylon Burks is the reason. We'll get to him in a
And
minute.
I remember when we first were talking about him, you were we neither one of us really had talked about it beforehand, and one day we were talking and you mentioned this guy that nobody else has, top five, blah, blah, blah. And it was Traylon Burks. And I was like, you gotta be freaking kidding me. Damn it. Like, so do I. Like, cause watching the dude was always open. It didn't matter what route he ran, he was open by 3, 4, 5 yards every single time. And then somehow he turns them all into touchdowns.
An Arkansas team that wasn't any good.
Yes, playing against the best DBs week after week in the
Smoking
country.
Alabama. Yeah.
It was unreal. But now at the pro level, he can't get it
I love
done. Maybe this will open some things up for him, having those two guys on the team. I
What a
don't know.
miss.
Maybe he'll learn something from them. Maybe he'll somehow find a way to be healthy. But yeah, he really put the screws to us.
I still kind of love him though.
But we were
I think
right on what's his name? Green Bay. Who
Christian Watson.
Christian Watson, except for,
Yeah.
did you see he's going to some specialized place
Yeah.
in
His
Europe now or
hamstrings.
something to work on his hamstrings?
Yeah. What do they do?
Got some straight leg deadlifts, big boy. Get after it.
Is that what I never heard of that.
Yeah,
That
it's
whole
some
thing where you go to a
specialized place
special
literally
hamstring place.
to help train hamstrings alone. That's what they do. They specialize in hamstrings. People have chronic hamstring tears. Because aside from that, when he's been on the field, you could make the argument he was the best over six. 2 years ago, six game span, he was the best receiver in the league. I think he was number one in fantasy those 6 weeks. Did he have like
Catching
eight
touchdowns,
touchdowns in
running
6 weeks or
touchdowns.
something?
He was wild.
He's just
Wow.
never on the field because he gets more 10 yards downfield, he tears a hammy.
Oh man. It's like Aaron Jones. They run
Yeah,
too fast for
he's
their
another
body.
one. Just
He just
I don't know if it's a genetic thing, if it's they haven't properly trained their hammies through their lives. Don't know, but whatever it is, it's not good. Difficult to run without your hammy.
Yeah, pretty sure that's needed.
Somewhat,
Right.
yes.
You ready to get into these wide receivers?
I am, if you are, big boy.
I always am. So, little overview. This is very deep. You've heard every human being say it, so it probably means there's going to be nobody that ends up any good, but very, very deep class as it stands right now. My question, will one of these top three guys, we've said it before, Harrison, Neighbors, and Odunze, will one of them fall? Like last year, I'm not saying JSN was Jaxon Smith-Njigba was anywhere near these guys as a prospect, but he fell all the way to 20 and he was wide receiver one last year. Jerry Jeudy, CeeDee Lamb, and Justin Jefferson all fell farther than people thought a few years ago. right? There were talks of Lamb and Judy maybe both going in the top five, which was crazy. But I think what Lamb went 17 or something. I think
Yeah,
Judy
it was
went
later. Dallas
before
was
that, right? Jefferson went at 22.
who went right before Jefferson?
It's okay. Stupid Jalen Reagor. Oh my. I didn't even watch a single snap of his in college. He
Oh, the steam that was coming out of the phone
what
when I
you mean
picked it.
after I picked it up, after I threw it across? I've never, I'm not a thrower of things. Not like, when I was younger, video games or anything. I don't throw things. I chucked my phone across
You
the
had
room.
JJ fall in your lap after a
Don't
summer of you and I practically building altars to the man. Just we couldn't stop talking about him.
I
And
had my
endlessly, we
Justin
talk about him
Jefferson.
nonstop. And then he falls in your lap and you guys roll with Rager, the guy who
I had my
we had barely, he was so meaningless, we didn't even research him.
JJ jersey in the mail, and I had your JJ jersey to send into you in the mail. Gosh. Anyway, once you get past the first three, the next like eight dudes can go in any order. And I
Yes.
don't think I've ever flip-flop as much. Like daily, I'll go in and I'll, reread my notes on these guys. Like, yeah, I don't know. Well, I might flip these two guys. And then the next day, I'll flip them
Dude,
back.
you don't know. Even now, looking
Wild.
today again, I'm like, God, do I really have Troy Franklin as my sixth? Like, how? Like, I look at his film and I'm like, how do I have him as the sixth
Right.
receiver?
And
But
then
then I'm like, well, I don't want to move this guy down. I don't.
you. Yeah.
But to answer your question, those top three, none of the three of them are falling. They're going to go. The first guy that I think has a chance of falling is Brian Thomas. And like I said, any after the first three, the next eight could go in anywhere. We might have four receivers in the first round. We might have seven. I really don't know,
Maybe.
but I think those three, they're pretty much etched in stone at this point.
And you have Harrison Neighbors Odunze in that order, correct?
Yeah, I don't know how you couldn't.
Okay.
I know some people don't.
Some
The
people have Neighbors one, and it's
Neighbors
just.
deal, yeah, but I don't know how you could. You and I talked last night. To me, Harrison is a surefire superstar in this league that's come out of the draft as anybody in the last 10 years. I
Maybe
cannot
longer.
imagine, outside of some horrific injury, him not excelling in the
He
NFL.
had 1,200 yards and 14 touchdowns 2 years in a row. He of these three, he might be the best blocker. He gets good leverage when they're running the ball, which is, you have a big name receiver like this, he's going to be number one. He doesn't need a run block, but Harrison does.
Yeah,
I
and he's
watched it.
big. He's only 210, but he's going to put on a couple pounds
Yeah,
in the next
like
couple of
6'3",
years.
6'4",
Six
right?
three.
I wrote stupid hands. I mean, stupid hands. This guy catches
He
absolutely
does, but he
everything.
doesn't beat your boy for the catch of maybe that I've ever seen in my life. Your boy Pearsall, the
That's
catch of like all time.
it's
That
pretty impressive.
catch against Charlotte. Dude, you know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah, I can't think of it off the
He's
top of my
just
head,
going
but
right down the seam in between three defenders. He turns
yeah,
out. He
yeah,
caught it not just with one hand,
yeah. Yeah.
but one-handed backhanded. It's not like it like OBJ where it like landed in his hand like a normal. He caught it backhanded, like he's shagging a fly ball out in left center. It was
The man.
it looked fake, like somebody doctored it, but it wasn't. It was a game against Charlotte. It was I don't know that I've ever seen something that looked so weird in a football game. It just didn't look natural, but it was. The dude, he never, I know you want to talk about him later, but
This will go.
he my whole thing on him, what I would label him, Pearsall, first down machine at the NFL level. He will, I don't know if he's going to score 14 touchdowns, but he's going to have 60 catches for a first down every year.
His floor is very high, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah.
For Harrison, I separator in all caps. And for me, I could not find a weakness. I looked for it, especially when you get these guys that, everyone's all over. I want to find something. I couldn't with Harrison. And, well, Neighbors is, Neighbors ran, he's 6 foot, 200 pounds, a little bit smaller, but extremely explosive. I would say he's probably more explosive than Harrison, but he doesn't, his separation comes from his explosiveness and his speed. NFL can negate that better than they can negate great, incredible routes. And that's what Harrison does. Harrison excels in route running. And that's, man, that might be the number one quality that I look for in terms of who do I think is going to be a successful receiver in the NFL. Now, Nabers plays all inside, outside. And I'd say LSU did a really nice job. When I was watching film, not just their offense, but when I was watching defensive players against them, of making sure Nabers and Thomas stayed away from the other team's good corner. Like, you know, whenever they played whoever, you know, they would move them around a lot, which is smart for them. Nabers, even though he's smaller, he doesn't shy away from contact. He's, you know, he's not too afraid of that. He ran a lot of hitches. The LSU, again, smart. They got the ball quickly to their receivers, and I think he can be a huge hit in the NFL. He could be a miss too, man.
But
Just
I look at both of them as the Debo type, not as in the size and killing people,
yeah.
but that every time either one of those guys touches the ball, they might score. Even the
Yes,
most mundane
absolutely.
route that you're just expecting a 6 yard gain, they might turn into a touchdown.
And Nabers had great analytics, like yards per route run, that kind of
Yeah,
stuff.
everything's
Absolutely.
great.
And dude, I tell you what, Nabers, his double moves, man, he will lose DBs in a hurry with those double moves.
Yeah, he's sharp. You know, the only knock I would have worried about with Harrison would be the entitled diva thing, just because of who he is, because of who his dad is. But everything I've read said he's the hardest freaking worker in the freaking locker room.
And
And if
everyone's
that
like,
doesn't change, he might just keep getting better.
well, why didn't he do the combine? Why didn't he do the pro day? He did a pro day last year.
Yeah, didn't
He
need
was
to.
there for Ohio State's pro day last year.
Didn't need
And
to. It's not
yeah,
going to
right.
affect his draft status. If you're some guy just hoping to get caught on or picked up on day three, you better do all that stuff. If you're the guy who's the hands down number one, there's just no reason.
Nabers, he also led the college football in yards per game, I believe. 9 of his 13 games was over 100 yards receiving.
He had a lot. Plus,
Yeah,
he
and that's
played
against tough
15.
competition.
That's the thing. So some of these guys, because of the way college football is now, you can't go by yards because some of them play 11 games, some of them like him play 15. But
What do you
yards
mean,
per
from
game is
11?
so much more of a of a true indicator.
Yeah, and actually, that's one thing I wrote about. Well, I'll move on to Odunze here, but he played 15 games, right? Nabers played 13,
Okay,
but
yeah.
Odunze had one game under 82 receiving yards. He led the nation, I believe, in that category, receiving yards.
He's a
That's
beast.
impressive. One game under 82. That's good.
He's a big boy, too.
6'3", 212, 4.45 40, a 39-inch vertical. And it's weird because he's the slow one of this group, right? Which is wild. Like, what is happening to this? Normally, you look at a receiver in past years, you know, especially 5, 10 years ago. Oh, he runs a 4.45. He's cooking, man. He's good. Dude, 4.45, he probably had 12 dudes at the combine run faster than him,
Yeah.
which is absolutely insane. But Adun, he's super strong. He's pretty good catch and run. He's not real quick and twitchy. He's not real explosive off the line. His deal and what he brings to the table are those tough contested catches. I want you to, he's not a separator at all. I'm talking not at all. Go and, you know, I don't watch too many highlight films, or at least if I do, it's at the end after I've watched game film. Watch his highlight film and tell me how many catches on the highlight film he is more than 1 yard from the guy covering him. It's not many, like two out of a 7-minute
You
highlight
think
film.
he's just a poor route runner? You think it's just that those particular play calls don't lead to a lot of separation?
I think he's fine at running routes. I mean, he's a decent route runner. He's not bad at it by any means. He's just not quick and twitchy enough to separate out of his breaks. He's not going to lose anyone. That being said, the dude caught 75% of his contested catches. That's not going to happen at the NFL. They're not, you know, it's just the
No,
defensive
it's
backs are
not.
too
But
good
somebody
now.
that caught 50 in college catches 35 of those in the NFL. 75, he goes down to 55, 60. It's still pretty intense. It's a guy that when you have 3rd and 7, the ball's most likely going to him.
Yes, I think he's really safe. At first, my comp for him was kind of like a Michael Pittman. Michael Pittman's not a huge separator; he's a bigger dude, but he's reliable. You know, 3rd and 7, that's where the Colts are going to go. But then I did a little more digging, and I kind of came up with Alshon Jeffrey. Jeffrey was 6'3", 213, almost to the pound, the same size. He ran a 4.47, jump ball specialist. So that's kind of my comp, which isn't saying people that love Roma Dunze aren't going to like that. And comps mean absolutely nothing. It's just a
Well,
conversation
Alshon
starter.
Jeffrey for 4 or 5 years was one of the
Right.
top 10 receivers league. He's was one of
Yep.
those super fast flame out guys. He went from top 10 to out of the league in 2 years.
Yeah. The 75% contested catch rate, PFF had that. He was sixth out of over 400 guys they've graded in history. He is sixth for his contested
Not
catch
too
rate.
shabby, because
That's
in the NFL,
incredible.
GMs are looking for guys that can catch. Speed only matters if you can catch. If it bounces off your face mask, doesn't really do you a lot of good. It's just a guy that's really fast.
All right, and now there's no telling what the rest of these guys, so the order is going to look
I
like.
know.
Who is your wide receiver
I think
four?
we have an idea of the order that they will take them, but it's not necessarily the order that we would take them.
Who's your four?
So if I have to name a four, and I know McDonald, somebody will probably get on me. But dude, Xavier Leggett, I can't not watch his stuff and just sit there with drool, thinking, God,
Oh.
please, please, Ravens, at the end of the first round, do something right for once. Don't draft another 5'8" receiver. I mean, let's look at Flowers this year. It's like 800 yards and 7 touchdowns. And that's like the best rookie receiver they've ever had. Ever. I'm like, Puka Nacua could do that with a blindfold on.
That's
Please
one
bring
hand.
me something meaningful, somebody that can run and separate and catches everything and honestly makes the defenders on the field look stupid. I love the
Yes.
dude. I don't care if anybody else does. I don't care if he's the 15th receiver taken. I would take him fourth.
So I have him eighth.
Okay.
And I think I have Treylon Burks to blame for that because they're very
Also, he's
similar
who you were
players.
talking about earlier.
Yes.
Because, dude, I'm
Yes.
in love with the dude, and he's big too. 6'1". Well, he's not super tall. 6'1", 221. Runs
Yeah, but
a 4.39.
yeah, 40-inch vertical. One thing that's really bad about him that like history tells, and look, history doesn't really mean, I mean, it means some, but weird things happen all the time. He's a fifth-year breakout, which isn't historically good. He did nothing basically for 4 years. He's nasty when blocking. This dude is just angry. All it looks like he's angry all the time. He's very quick off the line. And I wrote Baby Debo.
Yes.
Obviously, you're going to get comps to Debo Samuel, and it helps that they both went to South Carolina, so that doesn't hurt anything. He
He looks
dominated the
like a
combine.
dude that almost immediately the other team, even as a rookie, week one, is going to have something in their game plan about this dude.
I'd
Like
like
he
to
could
know what
change how
his.
defense plays against you having this guy
Yeah,
on the field.
right. Like you do with Debo and like you do with AJ Brown. I would like to know what his contested catch rate was because, I mean, it's like with the ball's in the air and he made up his mind that there's no chance the defensive back is getting this. It's like his feelings will be hurt. You know what I'm saying? And I love players like that. He's fun
You
to watch. And
dropped him the
especially.
whole way down to 8 because we missed on Burks.
No.
You've
I just
always told
like
me you're a gut guy, but you now are starting to let logic come back into play.
No, I like these other guys a lot too, but
Well, I do too. I do. Don't get me wrong. Right next week, I might drop him to 8, but right now, it's fresh in my mind. I can't get enough of watching the dude. It's like
I
every
know.
thing, I'm just
Can't wait
like,
to the
what
next play.
crazy thing is he going to do next?
Yes. I would not put it out of my mind. He's probably going in the second round,
Yeah, he's not going to go in the first round.
but what about this new kickoff rule, man? Because
Oh.
he's a great returner.
Boy, he could be through that little mini line
In no
and
time.
gone. Kicker didn't even
Gluck
have
the
a chance to
kicker on his
touch
way
him.
by.
He's just gone. If you notice how much, like, if he catches the ball and he's 3 yards past you, by the time he scores, he's 11 yards past you. It's just like he continues to gain speed.
In my notes, I wrote he can pull away from defensive backs. I watched it all the time. It's great. All
Yeah.
right, so my number four is A.D. Mitchell. Texas. He's also a bigger dude, 6'3", 210.
Yeah, I can
Ran
buy
a
that.
4.34. He's going to get knocked on his production. Only 55 catches for 845. He did have 11 touchdowns. And I get it. That's a big knock. But He again, I like the little things. He's not afraid to mix it up when he's blocking. And they, Texas, they had Jonathan Brooks there. They ran the ball a good bit. He's really quick off the line, especially for his size. They used him all kinds of ways, all over the field, and motions and sweeps. And he's got a little wiggle to him for his size. I like seeing his, come off the line pretty quick, give the DB a little shake, and then he's out. He's another fighter. If the ball's in the air, he's going to fight you for it. The dude only dropped one pass all year. I heard Field Yates talk about that on another podcast. One pass
It's
all
impressive.
year. Yeah, it sure is. He can catch a ball in traffic. He's not super dynamic after the catch, but dude, I watched defensive backs complain about him to refs all the time, whether he was running his routes or blocking them, stuff like that. His highlight film's not going to wow you, but watching him play to play, I really enjoyed his game. And I watched a lot. I watched full games, Alabama, Kansas, BYU, Kansas State, because I had him. I kept thinking, man, I don't want him to be four. Let me put on another game and watch. And I watch a game like, ah, yep, you know what? He's going to stay right where he is.
Okay. No, I
Where's
mean,
he for
he's
you?
sharp. He's one of these guys I think that will, well, again, we always preface this with what team he goes to.
Yeah, for
But
sure.
he's a dude that I think week one could be on the field and you would not even realize he was a rookie.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Where's he at for you?
I see, that's the thing. I had him at
Yes.
seven. But
Sure.
again, I mean, we
Yes.
could sit here and make an argument after the
Yes.
top three for any of the next six
Yep.
guys to be number four, number
I
five,
know.
number six. And I always, like I said, I felt guilty putting some of these guys actually ranking them. So I'm like, there's no way this guy should be number seven, but what, who do I want to move down below him?
Right.
And I felt
I'm
guilty
with you
about
on.
that. It's like they're all so good, I feel like I'm wronging them somehow.
Yeah, they're gonna be pissed, Kevin. They're
They should
listening. They
be.
heard you.
They should be upset.
Who do you have after Xavier Leggett? Who's your five?
Okay, so then at five, I had Troy Franklin. He's another one. Just watching him play and how fast he is, and he catches freaking everything. And he's another trailing burst type. The dude seems to just always be open by 5 yards, no matter what route he runs. Just my only knock, he's a little small.
He is.
He might get the crap kicked out him a little bit. He might have a little trouble coming off the line with some of the bigger corners, but you let that guy get 2 yards past you, you're in some real trouble.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote, he ran a 4.41 40, which is great. Somehow, I feel like he played faster than that. I mean, this
What
guy
some of these
can
guys
move.
do, right?
Yeah.
Test
Oh,
them
yeah.
without, test them with no pads like they do at the combine. Then let's test them in an actual game situation. The MPH, the highest they can get to. Some of the guys have a big gap. Some of them, it's very little, like him.
Yeah. And he was schemed open a lot of screens for him, but because he's so explosive, it works. And even though he's little, he's not afraid of contact. I wrote lightweight but a fighter. I definitely want him. If I get in a bar fight, I want Troy Franklin in there because he's not afraid to mix it up with guys that are way bigger than him. He can definitely lose guys coming out of his breaks. I saw a couple drops, so I'd like to see him work on his hands a little bit more. He did not do great at the combine with the field drills, but man, he's got great releases. He can easily beat press coverage. And there was, you talked about the Pearsall catch. I got one that he didn't even catch this ball, but and it wasn't like a fantastic athletic deal, but it was a very subtle play against Colorado. They threw him a ball in the end zone, and he did this real subtle little box out and almost had a one-handed catch for a touchdown. And I only bring it up because you don't see it with little guys a lot. It's like they don't have that skill, I guess. I don't know. But you see Travis Kelce all the time. He boxed out this receiver, and Gronk would do that all the time.
Right.
But it was just a nice little subtle play that I thought, you know what? It's nice to know he has this in his toolbox.
And my thing, you describe, used an adjective there that I don't necessarily agree with. You called him little. He's not, I don't call him little.
Correct.
He's
He's 6'2".
6'2",
Yeah.
but you're right. He's slight. That I
Yeah.
think,
There you
do you
go.
think slight
Yes.
describe,
I
I
like
know
that.
some guys are little. I think slight describes him better than little.
Thank you. I like that. Yes, you're right. Thank you.
But still,
All
you're, you
right.
don't have the weight to throw around. To really box somebody out. You're tall, which helps, but you don't have the weight to hold off. So, because there's very, is there maybe one or two DBs in the league that weigh less than 176?
Emmanuel Forbes, and how's that working out? Don't get when we get to Nate Wiggins, it's not going to be pretty.
Yeah.
You can't play corner in the NFL at 170.
It's tough. It's
Sure is.
tough to deal with DK at 170.
Right.
He's gonna pick you
Xavier
up and
Leggett.
start curling you.
I mean, Xavier Leggett, I got to see him. Did South Carolina play Clemson? I guess they did. I don't know. Maybe they didn't. I'll have to go back and see if I can find any film because
There you go.
I'd love to see Nate Wiggins on Xavier Leggett. All right, dude, my number five, man. And I don't think anyone has him as high as me, but Ricky Pearsall, buddy. I love
Yeah,
everything about this dude
that's
from Florida.
excessive.
Yeah, dude,
I'm
I
impressed.
know.
You told me to go back and look closer, and I did. Like I said, the dude is a straight up first down machine at the next level. It's just going to be endless. But
6'1",
put him up to
190,
five.
441.
I hope you hit it, bud.
42-inch vertical. Gosh, he's so athletic, but
Oh, he's a smart
that's not.
guy.
Dude, he goes and he gets it, man. He will challenge you. That ball's up in the air. He attacks it. He can line up
I
anywhere. I
put
think he
that
loves
dude, my
contact.
notes, catches everything.
Dude, I watched him go towards contact. Like I'm not going to catch the ball and run out of bounds. I'm going to lower shoulder and hit this corner, which isn't the smartest thing to do, but I love
Now,
seeing
he's
that
not a
tenacity.
big dude. He's 190. That's
Right.
not little, but not slight, but not exactly a big dude either.
He's got a lot of those subtle moves that great route runners have. He's quick enough to beat you in man. He's smart enough to sit in a zone. The dude had 21 carries in college, which is kind of a lot for a receiver, and he averaged 12 yards carry. Very good blocker,
Dude's a
man.
football player, man.
He's older. He'll be 24, like week one or week two of the season is his 24th birthday. That doesn't bother me a whole lot. Can I give you a comp? If you look at his size, there's a player in the NFL right now who's also 6'1", 200, so 10 pounds there. The same 40 time almost to the hundredth, the same 10-yard split, the same broad jump. Also a great route runner coming out when he got drafted in the 20s of the first round.
No idea.
Justin Jefferson.
Okay.
There's a comp for you. There's a
Hey,
comp for
folks,
you,
we
buddy.
want to go ahead and stop the show now. Bobby's going off the rails. I don't know what was in that drink,
Oh,
but we'll see y'all
dude,
next week.
listen,
Goodbye.
there's always a couple guys that we fall in love with. Keon White was that
That's
one for me
pushing the
last year.
limits of good taste. And we're going to sit here. They call Ricky Pearsall next Justin
Oh,
Jefferson.
no,
That's
I didn't.
excessive. I think you'll admit
No,
that's
I didn't. I
excessive.
said they're this very similar size, the exact same testing numbers, both great route runners. And
Woo!
JJ went in the 20s. He saw it could sneak into the 20s there in that first round. Doubtful, very doubtful, but it
You
could
think
happen.
Pearsall could slip into the first round?
I doubt it. I mean, there's a
I
chance for
actually,
anything to
it's
happen.
funny you say it because I just saw earlier. Before we were talking, there was a mock draft somewhere that did have him at like, I don't even remember what team it was, like 26, 27.
Yeah, maybe Chiefs or, I mean, even Bills.
I honestly don't remember, but I'm with you, dude. The dude's good. You're right. I went back and looked. He is something special. And I could even buy your top five. I'll sit here and say, you know what? I'll buy what you're
Yay.
selling. I'm not gonna put
Yes.
him there myself, but I buy what you're thinking. But I'm not, I just can't put him quite at the JJ levels yet.
I love it.
Too
I
far.
love it. I love it. All right, so where are we at now? You're
My
six, right?
six. I have a feeling since you haven't talked about it, my six might be your six, Brian Thomas.
Actually, Troy Franklin was my six.
Oh, okay. So you have
Thomas is my
Thomas even
seven.
lower.
Thomas
Seven.
is seven, yeah.
Did you go back and compare and contrast the deep balls to those two fellas?
Who, Franklin Thomas?
To no Neighbors and Thomas.
Yeah, if you watch Thomas, so this is another thing where I said if you watch Roma Dunze's highlight film, there's not a single time really where he has any type of separation on his receiver. If you go back and watch Brian Thomas's highlight film, there's not a single play that isn't a nine route. There, it's just hike, run down the field every play, and Jane Daniels will hit 17, excuse me, 17 touchdowns, led the nation, right? I mean, this guy's a one-trick pony. I mean, he runs other routes, but it's nine route, nine route, nine
But
route.
did you the thing we were talking about how I noticed that he seems to always underthrow Neighbors, but not
Oh, yeah.
Thomas. Did you go back and look at that or
I did not.
didn't
Nope, I didn't have a chance. You
And
did
maybe
mention
that's
that.
why he doesn't get as much separation. So the ball ends up right where it should be, where Neighbors just seems as he's going down the field to get farther and farther past the defense and frequently has to slow down or even stop to catch the deep ball.
Athletically, he's a freak. Brian Thomas,
Yeah.
6'3", 210, 4'3", 340, almost a 40-inch vertical. I mean, the dude had 68 catches with almost 1,200 yards. That's
Imagine having the
crazy.
game plan for this every week
Oh,
in the
I'd be
ACC.
terrible. No.
Like, what are you supposed to do?
I'll tell you who he'd remind me of running routes, because he's very smooth, Brian Thomas is. It was Olave. I like how smooth Chris Olave is when he runs. It looks real easy. Thomas is great at tracking the ball. He had lots of practice, right? But I will say 50-50 balls, I kind of felt 50-50 for me.
Yeah.
He's not ripping them away from anybody. Nothing like that.
I think he'll be a solid guy at the next level. I don't see him being an all-pro. I see him being a solid contributor for the next 10, 12 years.
Yes, I agree. One out of every four catches was a touchdown for him.
Not going to
And
happen in the NFL.
neither is this, but PFF had him. He was in the 97th percentile for catchable balls thrown to him.
Oh, I did see that. Yes.
97. That's unbelievable,
Did you
man.
throw it his
The
direction?
Aiden
Did you catch?
Daniels was spot on every time he threw the deep ball to Brian Thomas.
So we've talked about this in the past. Do we think the receivers were a product of Daniels, or Daniels is a product of having two of the top five receivers in the country?
Obviously it's both. However, Jaden Daniels, I think if memory serves me right, this was his first time having the same offensive coordinator 2 years in a row. So going into this year, he had a whole offseason where he didn't have to learn the offense. He finally knew it. And then he goes out and crushes it, 40 touchdowns, four picks,
I'm
just
still
dominated.
so iffy with him. I want him to be a beast in the league, but man, he might be my one of the five that I'm worried that it just might not.
Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Don't
Is there
say that
something
about my
about him
QB1.
that it
You
just
say
might not translate into the NFL? I don't know why. I don't have
you
a good
shut your mouth
reason
when you're
for it.
talking to me.
It's that gut feeling thing, like you say you have. There's just something about the situation that, and of course, what team he goes to, whether it's the Skins or Patriots.
All right. So next for me was Leggett. So now I'm down to Ladd McConkey, Georgia, 6 foot 186, 4.39. He was faster than I thought he was going to be.
Yep, he's quick.
I can't stand people saying that he's Cooper Kupp and this and that. He's not. For me, I feel like he's the ultimate, do you want ceiling or do you want a floor type of player? Because he's not going to be a Marvin Harrison. He's not going to be, you used somebody up here earlier that, he's not going to lead the league in receiving yards, but he's going to be in the top maybe 20 every single year. He has that type of ability, I think. He runs great routes. He's quick. He's sudden, which is important. You want to play the slot, he can. You want to play outside, he can. Not a ton of work there in Georgia. He only played 9 games this year, coming back from an injury. Production's not a ton. 58 catches, 762 and 7 2 years ago. Really good combine. He did drop a pass or two. Here's my comp, because I don't know, I'm liking comps this year. How about Golden Tate? Tate was 5'10", 200, 4'4", 240. I mean, vertical was the same.
Ran a
I
lot
like
of different routes.
inside,
It's all over the
outside.
field. Yeah.
Yeah,
So,
I
how I would describe him, because I think he's going to excel at the NFL level. I
yeah, I
think
do too.
he will be one of the top five within 3 years, one of the top five number two receivers in the league. I don't think he'll ever be a true go-to number one
I
ball
agree. Yes.
hog. I don't
I don't
think
think
that I don't think he has that whole skill set to be a true number one on the team, but could be potentially the best number two, like a T. Higgins type thing. Not
I got.
different, two different skill
Yeah,
sets,
yeah.
but you know what I'm saying? That he could excel as like the number two receiver on a team.
No one else on my list. That's actually the line. That's where my. See, I don't even know if Brian Thomas is going to be number one somewhere. Maybe I should drop him below Xavier Leggett, because I could see Troy Franklin being a number one. I could see Pearsall probably. I could see Xavier Leggett, but not McConkey. Xavier Worthy. I know he set the combine record 4.21. He's more than that.
I
He's not
know,
afraid to
but I'm
action.
just so over the hype train.
Is he little or is he slight? 5'11",
He's
165.
little.
Okay. It's the
You're under
2 inch
six
difference.
foot in the
Okay.
NFL at receiver, you're little.
He's not afraid of contact though. Very dynamic.
No,
And
he goes after. He'll lower his shoulder.
yes.
But
Yeah, I love it.
that's just gonna cost him 4 games a year.
Probably. He's a great returner. Sneaking in the end of the first round, the new
That could
kickoff
be
rule,
big.
buddy.
That
Yeah.
definitely boosted up his draft. But this whole thing of him going at like 17, like, are you people lost your mind? Was the whole league just nothing but Al Davis now?
Everyone, man. Everyone.
It's just, it's.
I gotta tell you, I'm proud of you.
Why?
Because we're down to wide receiver, what, 9 or 10? And you haven't even brought up Keon Coleman.
I think he's going to be a good, solid guy, but he's another one. I don't see him being a number one dude. I don't
Dude,
think
some
he's.
people have him four.
Yeah, he's not, doesn't do it for me.
No, thank you.
Big
Agreed.
solid player. He's not particularly fast. He's going to be a guy that, you know you probably disagree, but when I see him play, he reminds me of a much slower Mike Evans, a dude that can make every catch. He'll be a big in the
They're
probably
the same size too, I think.
down in
No,
the
Evan's like 6'5".
well, he's 6'3", Colin six
Yeah.
three. I think he'll be valuable. More of his work will be done in the red zone than out in the field. He's just, I can't, it's hard to, I know it's all about football speed. It's about running around and all that, but he's just not particularly fast. And that becomes a liability.
Look,
Eventually, there has to be a line right where lack of speed matters at the NFL level, because you don't play anybody that's slow. There's no
right.
such thing.
And he had explosive games. He scored 3 touchdowns against
Yeah.
LSU. He had 6 games under 50 receiving yards.
Yeah, he's good. Would I mind if the Ravens got him in the fourth round? I wouldn't complain about that.
Yeah.
But if
He's
he
not much
goes
of a
in the
separator.
second round, that's just a team just not doing their work.
He is. He will go in the second for sure.
He should. He would. I mean, but I don't think he should. But all of them think he should. So you're right. He will. But I
I agree.
think you're basically wasting a second round pick.
Yep. Did you watch any Devontae Walker? Tez Walker?
I did not.
I watch a little bit. Long and lean. He's got some serious long speed. He's got some contested catchability. He gets off quick. But he's not going to be a number one receiver in the league. I don't know. He'll be nines and hitches. He'll do the probably the DK Metcalf where rookie year he just runs 9 routes and hitches, and then we try to build off of that. But
That said, there's definitely some of these guys down in there that like 11 to 20 range. We talked last night. Some teams are going to hit the jackpot taking
oh
these
yeah.
guys in the fourth or fifth round. They're just going to be guys that just excel, not necessarily expected to, but they overachieve, and good for them. There'll be guys that'll be out of the league in 4 years.
Did you watch any Roman Wilson from Michigan?
I did.
I did not like him at all.
I didn't dislike him. Again, I think he'll be good. I think he's another one that could be in the league right away, playing in that style of offense and be. He's already acclimated to an NFL offense. I could see him going in the third, fourth round of San Diego.
So we get so
Oh, sorry.
the Chargers,
LA.
they
I'm
take
still,
it's all
still
good.
7 years ago for me.
They take Joe Alt with pick 5, then they take Blake Corum in the second round, and they take Roman Wilson in the third.
Might be crazy, but we talked for the show. I think there's going to be a lot of trades. You didn't necessarily agree with me. I think some of these teams are going to panic or think they're getting a great deal. And people are going to end up going. Some of these top tier guys, not where we have been expecting for the last, not even 3 months, the last 8, 9 months, expecting where some of these guys are going to go. Somebody's going to move up, or two teams are going to move up. And like we had a few years, I don't even remember the year, but there was one team that moved up, took someone that nobody expected, and it blew the whole thing apart because guys started falling to teams that they figured there was not even a chance. They weren't even on their board. So they didn't think there's a prayer they get them, and they just started falling. I think that could happen here.
I would love that.
I know you do. You love chaos now. So do
I
I. It's
love
so
it.
much more fun than just straight up.
I don't have any more. I have one more receiver, but it's a late round guy.
Okay, good for it.
Any guesses who was tied with Rome Odunze for the most contested catches in the country last year? Let me
Brandon
tell you.
Rice. I have no idea.
Luke McCaffrey. From
Oh, I
Rice.
saw he's been meeting with some teams lately.
6'2", 200 pounds, ran a 4.46. He's, I'll be honest, he did not look fast on tape. He actually looks slower than his 4.46.
His dad was never fast, but he had
Right?
over 100
Yep.
catches like two or three times.
Got it done, right? He's definitely not CMC. But he could end up being a solid role player. I didn't think he had great route running, but he can catch in traffic and over the middle. Like he'll be reliable for sure.
Yeah. And that's nice. It's all the NFL when it really comes out to it, all the big names are always the guys, the burners running downfield with their 7-yard touchdowns. GMs want guys to get first downs. You get endless first downs, you're in
Well, there you
business.
go. Yeah. Give
Right?
him a nice number three receiver for a team.
Hell yeah. Have him out there in all these three wide sets and getting 6 yards here, 8 yards there, a 12-yarder here, and then once in a while score a 1-yard touchdown. There's no way, whatever team he goes to, there's no way that that team will not use him in the backfield at some point.
Oh yeah.
No way.
Oh yeah. But they gave him sweeps and stuff in college as
They
well.
did, but they'll definitely do it now. They have to, just because of the name, you have to.
I think so. All right. Do you want to tell the folks out there what you said to me about defensive tackles before we jump into it? Watching film on D
Yes, I don't
tackles.
pay a whole bunch of attention to defensive tackles because it's the most boring position on the field. And Bobby at times will sit there and tell, well, you got to watch this guy do this. You have like, all I see is some big giant dude get run into and somebody falls down. That's what I see when I watch defensive tackles. Some of them get a little more deep into the backfield than others. Some of them look like a tree standing there. But other than that, one looks just like the other to me.
All right, here are my top five. Johnny Newton is number one. Here's where
Yes.
I upset the apple cart a little bit. Braden Fisk is my number two. Byron Murphy, I have three. A lot of people have him as one. Tavondre Sweat is my number four. Back-to-back Texas defensive tackles. I don't know how
Yes.
anyone ran for a single yard against that
Exactly.
defense. And Chris Jenkins is my number five.
That's my top five, too. You just have Fisk up at the two instead of at four.
Yeah, dude, I loved him, man. But is Newton your number one?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Dude, this guy he is everything, man. He's strong and quick off the snap. He's got a good swim, decent bull rush. He was constantly, consistently disruptive.
Sure.
Especially if you watch the Penn State game. He's got his hands are quick. He's got a great, great motor. I watched one play. It was against Michigan. He shed the guard, then took on the fullback. And then tackled Blake Corum for no gain. I mean, it's impressive, man. This guy can play the run and the pass, paces guys down the field. I love him.
Do you think that like him, Murphy, both they'll want them bigger in the NFL?
Well,
Heavy, I should say bigger, heavier.
there's only one guy. Tavondre Sweat is 6'4"
Oh yeah,
366.
he. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying a
But
walking
look at
mountain.
everybody else. Newton is 6'2", 305. Fisk
Yeah.
is 6'4", 295. Murphy is 6 foot 300. Chris Jenkins is 6'3", 300. They're all the same size.
Yeah. Well, I'm just
So if they
asking
want,
if in the NFL, do you think they'll want them to get up to 320, 325 playing weight?
I mean, Aaron Donald's probably the greatest defensive tackle we've ever seen. He did it at what, 285?
Yeah, he's an
It
anomaly.
can be, it
We
can, right.
can't
I
really
think
compare
it can
anybody to him
be done.
because,
No, I'm not comparing them. I'm saying it can be done. You can play. Yeah, I think they'll be fine at 305, 300.
well, I'm not saying
Fisk
they won't. I
probably
was just
going to
asking
win.
what you thought if it once they get on an NFL team, if they'd want to gain 20, 30 pounds.
I think they'll be all right because then you're losing your first step quickness and all that stuff. Braden Fisk, man, Florida State.
It's your boy.
It is, dude. He looks frightening on tape.
And he
I
looks
mean,
so much bigger than 292.
he
He
does,
looks like
man.
he's like 400 pounds, like should be in pro
Yes.
wrestling or something.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. If a pro wrestler, yes, that is a great
Yeah, it's what
take.
he
I
looks like.
love that. Yeah. And
Just even the way he
he's
carries himself on the field, he just looks like,
intimidating, man. I'll be
yeah.
honest. He crushed the combine too. Ran a 4.78, and
Yeah,
then he
how
put
does
up
that
26
happen?
reps.
How
He's
do
one of
you
the fastest.
6'4", 295 and you run a 4.78? How is that humanly possible?
Dude, one of the fastest and one of the strongest, man. He's got super quick hands to help him disengage. The bigger tackles, I noticed he had some struggles with. Like if they got into his shoulder pads, like that was tough. But his motor is stuck wide. You know those little kids' toys, and it has like the like a lawnmower, and it's got the turtle on one end, and then you put it to the rabbit on the other, like the speed, like for
I may,
pretend.
I'm not sure.
Dude, his motor is stuck on the rabbit, man. It never stops, and I love it. He's a relentless fighter.
Where do you think he'll go? Mid-second round?
Yeah, probably. Which is a mistake, man. Well, I don't know, man. These tackles in the NFL are
Don't forget
huge on
about
these
Treylon
guards.
Burks.
Oh, yeah, I know. I don't do that.
Oh, he put the screws to us.
Byron Murphy, another F. If it wasn't for Fisk, we'd be talking about Murphy, how great he was at the combine. 4.87, 28 reps. So a little slower, but a little stronger. He's still quick. He can stop the run or the pass. I didn't think he looked real strong at the point of attack, even though he had those 28 reps. But he's got the ability to get rid of hands and move past blockers. I don't know. I wasn't too excited with his tape.
But he'll
He's got a
likely
few.
slip into the end of the first round, don't you think?
Yeah, he'll probably go in the first round. He got double and triple teamed a lot.
Yeah.
T'Vondre Sweat, this is the monster. Big time run
A
stopper.
mountain, not a monster. He's a mountain.
Yeah, he absolutely. He got a decent first step for being so big. He's got a swim move, but obviously when you're that size, you rely on your bull rush. He moves the line of scrimmage. He's one of those guys that wherever you think the line of scrimmage is, it's actually a yard and a half closer to you. He moves it. He moves anyone that's in front of him. He sits in double teams. I mean, good grief.
He's a guy you can just anchor your defense around because you know
I'm
nothing's
not.
coming through the middle. It's like
Dude.
Sam Adams, Tony Siragusa. Everything else just went off of those two monsters who
Gilbert
aren't letting
Brown.
anybody get by them.
You remember Gilbert Brown?
Yeah.
Packers? Dude was like 390
I'm
pounds.
saying they're
This guy,
just so big and with
if they.
skill. You can be big. If you don't have skill, it doesn't matter. But you're big with skill. Everything else can just go around that because you know he's got the center of the field. It's just he's
Outside of
there.
a double team, I'm not sure I really saw him get blocked. Like,
Yeah.
I didn't see an offensive lineman have his way with him. And then the last one is Chris Jenkins. Again, I wasn't too excited with him. He's got a decent motor. His dad was a four-time Pro Bowler. I mean, I don't know if that means anything. The one thing I thought that separated him a little bit was he has a pretty decent spin move. I saw him use that a couple times. I didn't really see that too much with the other guys here. But Alabama dominated him. I watched the Alabama film, and Jenkins really didn't do much that game, at least from what I saw. Very active hands, though, so
I think
he's
all
got
these
some work
guys
to do.
coming out of Michigan get an automatic like 5-spot boost.
Which
Not
is,
just because they won the championship, because they had Jim Harbaugh as a coach and they know that they're going to be pro ready. Not in just the way they play and
yeah, I
the
hear you.
systems they ran, but in the way they practice, the way they prepared. They're going to know these guys are immediately already been doing it.
That's true.
So yeah,
All
I
right, you
don't
got
have
anything
much
else?
more to say on top of that because yeah, defensive tackles are defensive tackles.
I like it. All
Highly
right, man.
important, but I just don't differentiate much.
So, what are we doing next week? Which positions?
I think we're doing running backs,
Running
tight
backs.
ends, and O-line.
Sounds great, buddy. We'll finish off the offense and then we'll do defense following that. All right. If that's it for you, buddy, thank you all for listening. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, Spotify, Twitter sometimes. I've been doing a little tweet. I've been doing a little, oh, I'm sorry, X. I've been doing a little tweeting here and there.
Nice.
But
Excellent.
yeah, check it
Excellent.
out. It's awesome. YouTube
Oh,
as well.
wait. We got to tell everybody your big news.
Oh, I am engaged now. All
Yeah,
right.
Bobby got engaged is the last show.
I
Where did
did.
this come from? Because I'm not going
My
to sit
heart.
here and talk industry secrets between us. Where did this come from?
My heart, Kevin. It came from my heart and my wallet.
Because you've always told me, both of you, that marriage wasn't really something you much, it wasn't that you were against it. You just,
Well,
why? Why bother?
we've both been married already. We have two kids together, a house, a life together, but it just felt right.
Okay. So she had no clue that was coming?
I mean, eventually,
Well, at some
but
point in life, but she
she
didn't
had
know
no.
at that point. You said Maddox has something to show you. And next thing you know, you're out there on one knee. You got your shit kickers on. You got the kids
Had no
both
clue.
with you.
Yep, no clue.
Very good.
It was nice. It was a real nice evening.
Are you glad she said yes? Were you worried at all?
I wasn't worried at all, but I'm
She's a headstrong young
certainly a
lady. You
little
never
relieved.
know.
It's like fantasy football, man. I wasn't excited. I was just relieved.
Well, I'm pleased for you, buddy. Congratulations.
Yeah, she's a great girl.
Yeah, she's an awesome gal. And the kids seem to, well, one of them seemed to enjoy it. The other one, obviously, a little young.
Two
But
weeks, 2 months.
did the fam know, or did this really just come out of left field?
No, I told my parents were visiting And I told them that morning.
Okay. Oh, so who was filming it?
My parents.
Okay. So as soon as she saw that, she had to think something was askew.
So what? Oh yeah, well,
Them
she
standing in
there's
the
a video.
hallway, she's walking down the hallway and sees all the stuff on the ground, and then you're.
She knew then, yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
She knew then.
Very good, sir. Well, congrats.
Thanks.
Hopefully, your second one looks better than either one of our
Well,
first
yeah, I think we're all rooting for that.
ones.
Oh man. All right. I'll see you in a week, buddy.
See ya.